弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
不知道你有没有想过，如果神用一句话来评论你在这世上的一生，这句话会是正面的还是负面的？
If God were to use one sentence to describe your life on this world, would it be a positive or a negative one?
是极高的肯定，还是带着极大遗憾的叹息？
Is it going to be a high praise or a severe disappointment?
在圣经当中被神亲口讲出称赞的话的而得到极高肯定的人物不多。
There aren't too many people in the Bible who received praises from God.
被神亲自称赞而且重复不止一次的人那就更少了。
Much less those who receive such praises more than once.
今天我们要看的加勒就是圣经当中非常少数被重复称赞多次的人。
We will study Caleb today, whom received multiple praises from God.
从他自己口中的话，不算。
Not counting those directly from his own mouth.
其他对他的称赞出现在圣经的三卷书，一共四次。
All the praises happened four times in three books in the Bible.
其中三次民数记十四章二十四节、三十二章十二节以及生命记一章三十六节，圣经所记载对他的称赞都是直接引述神亲口讲的话。
Three of them come from Numbers chapter 14 verse 24 and chapter 32 verse 12 and Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 36.All of these praises are directly from God.
那今天读的约书亚记十四章十四节也是间接引用从前神亲口称赞加勒的话。
So the Joshua chapter 14 verse 14 that we just read today is also a reference from those praises before that were directly from God.
那这四处经文对加勒的称赞都有一个共同之处，就是说他专心跟从神。
And the common point of all these four parts is that they all say that Caleb wholeheartedly followed God.
在民数记十四章二十四节，中文圣经用一个稍微不同的词“专一”来翻“专心”，但是英文都是 wholeheartedly.
In the Chinese version of Joshua chapter 14 verse 24, the word wholeheartedly was used in four different, slightly different words, even though it's the same word in English and the original scripture.
对，在原文里面的的确确四处经文用的是同一个字。
Indeed, the original scripture only used one single word for that.
所以我们可以这样说，在神的心目当中，加勒最难能可贵之处是什么呢？就是他专心跟从神。
So we can ask, what is the most precious thing in Caleb's heart? It is that he can, whether he can follow God wholeheartedly.
究竟神为什么会这样称赞他？
Why would God praise him like this?
什么叫做专心跟从神呢？
What does it mean to follow God wholeheartedly?
我们仔细看加勒的一生的话，可以看到他的专心包括三大方面。
If we look at Caleb's whole life, we can see that there are three aspects.
加勒第一方面的专心是他单纯的顺服神。
The first aspect is simply obedience.
当初摩西率领以色列人出埃及脱离法老王的奴役的时候，神一次一次彰显神的大能，行了神迹来拯救以色列人。
When Moses led the Hebrews out of Egypt and Pharaoh, God for more than once showed them miracles to help them out.
他们出了埃及之后，才一年多就已经第一次走到迦南地的边缘。
In just one year after they exited Egypt, they already reached the border of Canaan, the promised land.
当时以色列的十二个支派，每个支派各派了一个代表，总共十二个人。
So the 12 tribes each had a representative, totaling 12 representatives.
他们先进去迦南地，窥探一下那块土地的状况以及敌人的虚实。
They were the spies who inspected the enemy's land beforehand.
十二个探子眼睛所看到的是完全一样。
So what the 12 spies saw were exactly the same.
回来报告的时候所讲的实际情形也都是一样。
And their reports back were also exactly the same.
但是所做的结论是两个刚好相反的看法。
But they are two directly opposite conclusions.
12个探子当中有10个强调的是困难，说那地的人又高又大，以色列人不可能打得过他们。
10 of the spies focus on the strength of the enemy, saying that the Israelites is not possible to defeat them.
只有加勒主张立刻进迦南，深信必定能够得胜。
Only Caleb proposed that they should directly attack the enemies and that they will win by their faith in God.
但是众百姓一听到困难就全都一边倒，就像摩西、亚伦发怨言，不愿意进迦南。
But the Israelites did not have faith and they complained to Moses and Aaron that they will not enter Canaan.
只有加勒和约书亚站出来力劝百姓们不要背逆神，一定要相信神的应许。
Only Joshua and Caleb came up and said that they should trust God and enter Canaan right away.
但是百姓不听，甚至要用石头来打死他们两人。But
the people didn't listen. They even wanted to stone them to death.
长话短说，以色列人这次严重背逆神的后果是他们进不了迦南。To
make the long story short, the consequence of their unfaithfulness is that they will not enter Canaan.
神就让他们在旷野漂流40年。
And God made them wander around in the desert for 40 years.
从出埃及的日子算起满40年。
From the day they exited Egypt, it's 40 years.
要等到原先20岁以上的男子全都死去了，才让他们再有第二次的机会进迦南。
They must wait until all the 20-year-old people, men who exited Egypt to die before they can enter Canaan.
在他们当中后来得以进迦南的 只有两个人，就是当初独排众议、坚持信靠神的加勒和约书亚。The
only two people among them who were able to enter Canaan were Caleb and Joshua.
在他们当中，加勒是尤其难能可贵的，因为当初是他率先说话劝大家来信靠顺服神的。
It's especially praiseworthy for Caleb because he was the one who stood up to say they should attack Canaan right away.
他的年纪也比约书亚大，在这件事情上很有带头的作用。
He's also older than Joshua, and he is like a leader, an older brother in this.
所以在民数记14章24节，神特别称赞他说：“唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我。”
It is for this reason that God praised him in Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, that God said, My servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly. This verse points out Caleb's special.
别人都不肯信靠顺服神，唯独加勒肯。
No one else depends on God, only Caleb did.
别人心中想的都一样，但加勒另有一个心志。Caleb
has a different spirit.
别人跟从神都三心二意，只有加勒是专一的。Everyone
has a faltering heart. Only Caleb has a determined mind to follow God.
那么究竟加勒所做的选择是有多么的与众不同呢？
So what is the true difference between Caleb's choice and the other people's?
民数记第一章有记载,
Numbers chapter 1 records this.
他们在第一次有机会进迦南之前，曾经点数过他们的人数。
When they first had the chance to enter Canaan, they were counted for their people.
20岁以上能够打仗的男子有603,350名。
There are 603,550 men older than 20 years who were able to fight.
所以当时加勒和他们有不同的看法，是一个非常悬殊的对比，是60万比2。
So the contrast in the difference of opinion is very dramatic. It's 600,000 to 2.
就算你把摩西、亚伦跟加勒、约书亚加在一起，也是只是60万比4。
Or counting Moses and Aaron, it's 600,000 to 4.
那举个例子来帮助大家稍微有点概念。Let
me give you an example.
知不知道我们伊萨卡这个城，如果康奈尔大学和伊萨卡College都开学，学生都在城里的时候，我们城里的总人数有多少？
During that school year, do you know how many people are in Ithaca? About
50 to 60,000.
So think about 10 or 12 cities worth of Ithaca's people to reject your idea. But only you and a couple of your friends think that you should follow God's word. Would you dare to stand up and stand firm for God? Do you have the courage to stand up? Maybe not all the people wanted to reject Joshua in the beginning. But in that situation, many people who were faltering will fall to the other side.
600,000
is a very big and pathetic number.
整整60万的人
As many as 600 people were not able to enter Canaan in the end. But only two did.
在这边我们看到神并不是像很多慕道朋友所怀疑的, 很不公平, 只偏爱某一族的某一些人。
And we see that here it's not like God is unfair or prejudiced.
无论是诺亚时代的洪水,
Whether it's Noah's flood,
或者是后来人又为自己造巴别塔,
Or the Tower of Babel.
神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候,
or when God calls Abraham.
还有唯独加勒及约书亚得以进迦南, 这些的历史,
or the fact that only Joshua and Caleb were able to enter Canaan.
都不是神没有给众人机会,
All this history was not like God didn't give chances to the people.
而是几乎99.9%的人都拒绝了神。
But it was like 99.9% of the people rejected God's chances. And only very few people.
在比例完全悬殊的情况之下,
Under such a disadvantageous ratio, they chose to still follow God.
最后蒙神祝福的人需要在面对考验的时候就算众人都不听神的, 唯独你仍肯信靠顺服神。
If you want to get the eventual blessing from God, you need to stand up for God even when all the other people are not.
众人的心都向世界妥协的时候, 你却愿意另有一个心智。
When people are compromising the world, you need to be different.
加勒的专心跟从神, 就是抱着这样的态度。
And Caleb's wholeheartedness to follow God is such an example.
最近, 丁建兴弟兄短期回到伊萨卡来。
Just last week, brother Ding Jianqin came back to Ithaca. Last Sunday night, we had dinner together. So he gave us some testimony in his days back in China. All of us were very touched. His wife and he were baptized in this church.
后来当他们决定全家一同回国的时候, 就已经心中有一个准备。
When they heard that they were going back to China, they were preparing their heart.
他们知道在周围的人都不信主那样的环境之下, 要站得稳, 非常的不容易。
They knew that it would be difficult to stand firm in spirit when they go back to China because people do not believe in God there.
所以他们在神面前祷告。
So they prayed.
然后已经在心中事先清楚地画下了一些绝对不妥协的底线。And
already they drew many lines in their heart that they think they will never cross.
这真的是很不容易。And
this is not a very easy thing to do.
所有的同事、老板、来访的嘉宾都喝酒，他要坚持，唯独他一人一滴酒都不沾，那要忍受多少异样的眼光和嘲笑。Many
colleagues, friends and bosses drink in their parties. They have to be sober. Doing this is very difficult.
在那个环境当中,大家都讲关系,
in that environment, 关系 and gift-giving are very important ingredients.
他要与众不同地抱持另外一个心智。
But he needed to be a different person in that place.
但是心里要做好准备。
doing that, he needs to have his heart prepared.
就是一些别的人可以拿到的经费，他会拿不到。
Other people may get some money, but he cannot.
所以难不难？
Is this difficult?
真的是有蛮困难的地方。
I think it's pretty difficult.
坚持原则要不要付代价？
To stand firm to your belief, does that pay?
也真的会付一些代价。
It pays dearly.
但是建金还是选择单纯的信靠顺服神。
But 建金 still chose to simply obey God.
所以我非常感谢神，让我们能够听到他的真实见证。
So I truly thank the Lord that we could hear His living testimony.
让我们看到回国之后，在那样的环境当中，单纯信靠主仍然是可能的。
That is actually possible to simply obey God even back in China.
坚定的站立得稳也仍然是可能的。
To firmly stand up for the Lord is also possible.
不但如此
，Not only that.
他坚持下去之后。
He persevered.
神的祝福就一个一个的临到。
And God's blessings dropped to him like the rain.
双方的父母亲一个接一个信主。
Their parents and relatives became Christians one by one.
而且父母亲信主之后，父母亲还向其他的亲戚传，带更多的人信主。
And their parents also evangelized, and even more people became Christians that way.
在专业上，神的祝福也临到。
Even blessings come upon his academic works.
他发现他省掉了一大堆交际应酬的时间。
He saved so much time otherwise spent on parties.
他就有更多的时间花在学生身上。
So he had more time to on his students.
就带着他们做一流的研究，文章就一篇一篇的发表。
So he led them to world-class research. Their papers got published one by one.
而且时间久了，国外及国内的同行都渐渐知道，这个人是实实在在做研究的。
Over time, their peers also recognized them as the research group who truly does research.
不是靠拉关系来争取研究经费的。
And not just getting money from their 关系。
所以他像加勒一样与众不同。
So.Just like Caleb, he is different from the crowd.
唯独他是另有一个心志。
Only he has a different spirit.
我真的是盼望将来能够听到更多从我们教会出去的人活出这样有力的美好见证。
I really wish that more people going out from our church will also have such a good testimony in the future.
加勒专心跟从神还有第二方面难能可贵之处，就是他能长久的持守。
The second aspect about Caleb is his everlasting perseverance.
在民数记十四章，加勒第一次被神称赞的时候，他年纪是四十岁。
In Numbers chapter 14, when Caleb was first praised by the Lord, he was 40 years old.
到了民数记三十二章以及生命记第一章，他们已经即将结束四十年的旷野漂流。
In Numbers chapter 32.And Deuteronomy chapter 1, they had already been in the desert for 40 years.
他再一次得到称赞肯定，那是加勒是差不多八十岁。
On the second time he received praise from God, he was about 80 years old.
虽然那都是引述神过去所称赞他的话。
So all these praises were referenced from the previous praises.
但是很显然，加勒这四十年来依然持守同样的心志。在众人面前维持了同样美好的见证。
But it's evident that Caleb had kept such a good testimony all these years.
到了约书亚记十四章，下一代的以色列人已经成功的进入迦南。
At Joshua chapter 14, the next generation Israelites have already successfully entered Canaan.
迦勒还是愿意为主征战。
And but still, Caleb was willing to fight for the Lord.
他说：“看啊，现今我八十五岁了。”
He said.So here I am today, 85 years old.
我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。
I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out.
无论是征战是出入，我的力量那时如何，现在还是如何。
I am just as vigorous to get out to battle now as I was then.
从圣经在接下来的其他经文的记载里面，我们知道加勒不是自我膨胀的夸口。
From context, we can see that this is not just simple boasts.
他真的还是强壮。
He was truly strong.
他真的还是为主征战。
He was still fighting for the Lord.
他的心智和他的力量还真的是持守着。
His heart and his strength are still there.
四十岁的时候是如何，八十五岁的时候还是如何。
Same 40 years, same when he was 85 years old as when he was 40 years old.
跑过长跑的人都知道，长跑不像一般人想象的那么简单。
If you ever did a long distance running, you know that it's very hard.
我读高一的时候，傻乎乎的答应去跑一个我从来没有跑过的3000公尺比赛。
When I was a freshman in high school, out of my good judgment, I agreed to run a long distance. Out of my bad judgment, I agreed to run a long distance race.
预赛是在有一天放学的时候举行。
So one day, practice happens one day after class.
就在学校400米的田径场举行，要跑7圈半。
In the 400-meter track field, I needed to run 7.5 laps.
才跑完第一圈我就知道惨了。
Just right after the first lap, I knew that I won't be able to make it.
我不可能照着这个速度跟着领先的那几位继续跑下去。
There's no way I'm going to maintain the speed and run.
虽然我减缓了速度，我还是觉得喘不过气，甚至担心会死掉。
Even though I slowed down, I was still panting like crazy and I even worried about dying.
后来有几个人陆续的放弃退出。
Some runners gradually gave up.
我有一位同学原先是帮我加油的。
One of my friends, he actually cheered for me in the first place.
但他后来也开始追逐我说，退出吧，退出吧，我们赶快搭公车回家吧。
But later he also said, just give up, we'll just take the bus home.
我坚持了一下，最后还是软弱，没跑完就回家了。
I insisted for a little bit, but I later gave up to my weakness and went home.
我读大一的时候又跟着大家差不多全校去参加长城的越野赛跑。
When I was a freshman in college, again, I joined the whole school to run a long distance marathon race.
这次并没有任何人泼我的冷水。
No one gave me cold words this time.
但是我自己跑一半就喘不过气。
But I was panting and I couldn't help my breath on halfway there.
我就变成跑一段走一段跑一段走一段。
So I was like walking and run and walking and run.
后来心智又动摇，没跑完就回去了。
Then I faltered and so I gave up.
这几次失败的经验促使我非常认真的反省思考。
So these experiences of failure helped me to really think.
我没想到我自己的意志如此的不坚定，连终点都没跑到。
I didn't realize how weak I am, that I wasn't even able to reach the end.
我心中有一个担心。
I had this worry.
担心的还不是赛跑。
It's not just in the race.
而是想我将来会不会在人生当中一些重要的事情上也半途而废，有始无终。
But worry that in life's many important things in the future, I might also not be able to reach the end.
我在读神学院的时候，有一门课的老师做过一些相当出名的研究。
When I was in the seminary, a teacher did a very famous research.
其中有一个研究指出，
And the research says,
在世界历史上所有的领袖当中，
For the leaders in this world,
无论是圣经中的、教会历史中的，还是教会以外的，
Whether it's from the Bible, from the church, or outside the church,
一开始表现出色的大有人在。
Many leaders had excellent performance in the first place.
但绝大多数都晚节不保，能持守到底的是少之又少。
But very few had the same level of performance till the very end.
这个提醒是什么呢？
What does this remind us?
我们每一个信主的人都要认真的想想。
Every Christian needs to seriously think.
我跟随耶稣是只打算跟个3年5年呢？还是一辈子跟随主到底。
Am I just going to follow Jesus for 3 or 4 years? Or am I going to follow him for the entire life?
我们每一个有心参与侍奉的人也应当认真的思想。
Every servant of the Lord needs to also think.
我侍奉主只打算热心个2年3年呢？还是像加勒一样老当益壮，始终充满了热忱。
Am I going to serve the Lord with passion for just 2 or 3 years?Or am I going to be like Caleb, who followed God all the way till he died?
以前我刚开始参加百米及两百米赛跑的时候，主要是靠天分。
When I started with a 100-meter or 200-meter race, I actually used my own gifts in that.
后来再受人指点了一下。
And some people also gave me a couple of tricks.
当我开始跑400米的时候，就发现，哎。跑法很不一样。
But when I started to run 400-meter race, I found that it's very different.
经过高手指点一番，结果就大不相同。
But after someone gave me some tricks, I still had good results.
而长跑呢？
but long distance running.
不仅是我自认没兴趣, 也没有天分的弱项, 而且会需要非常不同的准备和训练。
It's not just something that I am not interested and gifted at, but it also requires lots of training and discipline.
需要训练你的体力, 训练你的心智, 还要培养纪律。
Needs physical training, spiritual training and discipline.
同样的道理, 也适用在信仰和侍奉的道理。
So the same reasoning goes to spiritual and serving the Lord.
起跑的时候充满热忱的人很多。
Many people are passionate in the beginning.
起跑的时候跑得有模有样的人也很多。
And many people did an excellent job in the beginning.
有的人特别有恩赐可以 100米、200米、400米跑得精彩漂亮。
Many gifted people can run 100 meter, 200 meter, or 400 meters very excellently.
但是除非有训练有素的坚定心智。
But unless you are well trained.
除非肯持之以恒地过有纪律的灵修生活。
Unless you have a consistent spiritual devotional life.
我们会很容易渐渐松散。
It's very easy to just slack out.
受世上各样的事物牵引诱惑。
To be tempted by the world.
就与神的关系渐渐疏远。
And we get astray from God.
就不可能步伐稳健的十年、二十年、三十年、四十年、五十年一直跑下去。
And then we will not run consistently for 10, 20, 30, 40, or 50 years.
过去一个礼拜有一个消息引起全世界众教会的注意。
In the past week, there is a news that raised attention to all the churches.
就是当代最受人尊敬的一位圣经学者 斯托德, John Stott, 在7月27号过世,享年90岁。
A well-respected Bible scholar, John Stott, died on July the 27th, at the age of 90 years old.
斯托德对圣经的研究以及他的讲道都是非常出名的。
Stott's research on the Bible and sermons are very famous.
1974年,世界各国基督徒领袖在瑞士洛桑召开的大会,至今是被认为近代教会历史上最重要、最具有关键影响力的一次会议。
In 1974, the Bible conference that took place in Switzerland, Lausanne, Switzerland, is still today considered the most influential Bible conference.
那次会议最重要的一个成果就是非常有名的洛桑宣言。
And the most influential result from that conference is the so-called Lausanne Declaration.
当时被众人推选担任宣言主要的起草人就是John Stott。
And John Stott was the main draft person for the manuscript. He was elected at that time.
当时他才53岁,
and he was only 53 years old.
就是我现在这个年纪。
It's my age.
我每次读他写的书以及他写的圣经注释都感到非常的赞叹佩服。
I'm always wondered or amazed by his Bible commentaries and books.
更让我佩服的是我已经听过好几位 今天也已经相当知名的世界级学者说他们曾经有几年跟着John Stott学习。
And many world-famous Bible scholars today also confess that they spent several years before to learn from John Stott.
而那是他们一生永难忘怀的宝贵经验。
And those years were their most unforgettable precious lives.
虽然John Stott早已经举世闻名。
Even though John Stott was already world-famous,
他在每天的生活当中始终维持非常非常好的纪律。
He still kept a very good discipline in his daily life.
每天亲近主友好的灵修。
He had a very good devotion every day.
持之以恒地详细查考圣经做深入的研究。
He consistently studied the Bible.
最重要的是这些人在他身上看到他真是照着圣经的教导去做。
Most importantly, people see that he really lives out the Bible.
很多人都说他就是一位圣人。
Many people said that he is indeed a saint.
那不要以为他是一个很古板的人啊。
Don't think that he is a prude.
有一年台湾的众教会联合请他去台湾讲道带领聚会。
One year he was invited to Taiwan to give a sermon.
他没有什么要求。
He didn't have any other requests.
只说, 听说台湾是观鸟的有名地方,
he just said that he knows that Taiwan is a very famous place for bird watching.
他希望几天的聚会结束之后能够让他有机会去几处观鸟。
And he just wished that after the sermons, he can go to several places in Taiwan to watch the birds.
后来台湾教会才知道, John Stott闲暇的时间其中一个嗜好就是观鸟。
Later, the churches in Taiwan realized that one of John Stott's leisure time pastime is to watch the birds.
那他做任何事情都十分认真，而且是非常有纪律的做研究。
And everything John Stott did is very seriously taken.
所以他后来侃侃而谈讲起一些鸟类的特性的时候，连很多鸟类专业的鸟类学者都很惊讶的佩服不已。
So when he was talking about the birds, even many bird experts were amazed at his knowledge on the subject.
圣经中的加勒和当代的 John Stott都是值得每一位基督徒羡慕的好榜样。
So Caleb in the Bible or John Stott are both examples that we should follow.
只是这样的好榜样就跟长跑一样。
But such an example is like a long distance race.
在一个马马虎虎随便不认真的基督徒身上，这最多只会是个美梦。
To a Christian who is not determined, this is only a good dream.
For a Christian who is not determined.
Mm-hmm. Who is not determined.
Yeah.
Only a good dream that can never become true, that they will be like Caleb. So we ask the Lord to encourage us.
加勒专心跟从神，还有第三方面难能可贵之处，就是他能够无私心的摆上。
So the third aspect about Caleb following God wholeheartedly is that he selflessly gave himself out.
经过40年的旷野漂流,
After 40 years of wandering the desert,
神给以色列人第二次机会进迦南。
When God gave the Israelites the second chance to enter Canaan,
那时候摩西已经接近120岁, 必须把领袖的责任交给下一代。
Moses was already 120 years old, and he was going to pass the leadership role to the next generation.
结果被拣选接棒的是年轻的约书亚，而不是资历比较深的加勒。
But it was the younger Joshua who got the job instead of the older Caleb.
但在接下来的圣经记载当中，没有任何一处地方讲到加勒有任何不满。
But we don't see one single complaint from Caleb.
当然，圣经没记，不代表就没有。
Of course, just because the Bible didn't record it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
但是圣经是一本相当真实的书。
But the Bible is a very true book.
就算是最受以色列人尊崇的亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫。
Even for such famous people as Moses, David, or Abraham, the Bible also recorded their own failures. Even the complaints and envious points from Moses' brother and sister to him was also recorded in the Bible.
所以不太可能加勒曾经表现出不服气的态度却没有被记载下来。
So it's not very likely that any of Caleb's potential complaints to Joshua were never recorded in the Bible.
在约书亚记14章, 加勒来见约书亚的时候,
in Joshua chapter 14, when Caleb came to visit Joshua,
我们仔细观察分析他所说的话, 会发现他是以一个臣子的身份来向做元帅的约书亚提出恳求。
When we peruse what he was saying to Joshua, we can see that he was saying this out of a person in a lower position to a person to a higher position. He hoped Joshua can give him a group of armies to conquer Canaan.
他没有倚老卖老。
He didn't play old.
他没有对约书亚摆出任何不敬的态度。
He didn't show any disrespect to Joshua.
他所表现出来的是严守分寸。
But instead, he respected his own position well.
他顺服神，也顺服神所拣选的领袖约书亚。
He obeyed God, and he also obeyed Joshua, who God appointed as the leader.
最近这几十年来，每次台湾有选举的时候。 都会出现派系与派系之间勾心斗角的事。
In the past few years, when there are elections in Taiwan, we see that parties will fight against one another.
因为媒体的自由开放，这些肮脏丑陋的事情，如今是更广为人知。
Because of media's freedom, all these ugly things were well known in Taiwan.
你知道最难摆平的就是那些所谓的大佬。
Often, what's most difficult to overcome is the so-called senior authority.
他有资历，有影响力。
They are experienced and influential.
如果你不顺从他的意思，他就有办法整你，让你知道他的厉害。
If you do not follow his commands, he will get back to you, and you will fail.
不只是在政治界。在公司，在学术界，这种现象都会出现。
And this is the same in politics, in companies or in schools.
甚至在教会里面，如果基督徒不谨慎地约束自己，这些神所憎恶的事也可能发生。
Even in a church, to those Christians who do not discipline themselves well, they will also, these things that God doesn't like will also happen.
容许我把这些问题再延伸一些到家庭当中。
Allow me to extend this to families.
上个主日我们家庭与婚姻课程看的主题是婆媳之间。
Last week the video we watched was about the daughter-in-law and mother-in-law relationships.
我们的上一辈接触圣经教导的时间比较晚，所以我个人认为我们不需要用过高的标准来期望我们的长辈。
Our older people, our older generation, received the Bible at a later age, so we shouldn't use the same expectation on them.
但我觉得我们应该从要求我们自己开始。
We should instead have more self we should instead ask be more critical in ourselves.
今天我们是女婿和媳妇，过了一些年之后，我们会成为别人的公公婆婆、岳父岳母。
So we are sons-in-laws and daughter-in-laws. In few years, we will become mothers-in-laws and father-in-laws.
那这些原则，我们真的需要认真的想清楚，然后自我约束。
So we truly need to think about all these principles and then do self-restraint.
照着圣经的教导，在我们的儿子或女儿成家之后，在那个新家庭当中，神所拣选的领袖是他们。
According to the Bible, when our sons or daughters have a new family, the leaders in that family is them.
他们是约书亚，我们是加勒。
They are Joshua, and we will become Caleb.
当然，做长辈的是像加勒一样。有更丰富的人生经验，更成熟，更有智慧，甚至更能干，更有能力。
Of course, as an older generation, we are the ones who are wiser, stronger, and more experienced.
但是，就像加勒尊重神所拣选的约书亚一样，我们也应该照着圣经的教导，严守分寸，约束自己。
But in the same way that Caleb respected Joshua's leadership, we should also respect our own position and restrain ourselves.
很显然，这不是一件容易做的事情。
Obviously, this is easier said than done.
我第一次有这样的体会是在读大学的时候。
And the first such conclusion I had was when I was in was a college student.First year college student.
我大一的时候，因为想学习，就参与了学校校刊的编辑。
Out of a learning heart, I joined the magazine editorial club in the college.
到大二的时候，被推选为杂志型校刊的社长。
I was elected as the president of the club and as a sophomore in college.
后来大三、大四，棒都交出去了，哎，就成了很有分量的大佬。
And when I was a junior and senior in college, I naturally became the so-called senior authority.
我亲身体会过，大佬要自我约束是多么不容易的一件事。
So I truly know how hard it is for a senior authority to self-restrain.
你真的是很爱这件事情，很在乎它的品质，你非常关心。
You truly love this this magazine, and you really care about its quality.
那么在事情不合你心意的时候，如何自我约束？
So when things don't go up to your standards, how do you do a self-restraint?
不说不该说的话。
You do not speak inappropriate words.
不做不该做的事。
Do not do inappropriate deeds.
这有时真不容易。
It's truly hard.
当然这只是个例子，原则适用在很多方面。
This is just an example, but it applies to many others.
我们回到加勒的故事。
Going back to Caleb's story.
我想神对加勒的称赞对我们是一个很好的提醒。
God's praises to Caleb is a good reminder to us.
就是从年轻的时候就求神保守我们有颗纯正的心。
That we should ask God to help us to have a pure heart when we are still young.
一切所行不带私心，不为自己争利益，不图个人的荣耀。
Everything we do, we should not seek our selfishness. Do not seek our own profits or our own praises.
以这样的态度专心跟从神。
And with this attitude, we follow God.
今天是八月的第一个主日，我们要擘饼纪念主。
So it's the first Sunday of August. We will do communion.
圣经教导我们在擘饼之前，应该要先安静自我省察。
The Bible teaches us to meditate and self-reflect before we do the communion.
也许我们也可以借着今天加勒的信息来反省。
Maybe by Caleb's message, we can also think about our own.
求神鉴察看我们是否是一个专心跟从神的人。
To ask God to see whether we are one who follow God wholeheartedly.
我是否单纯信靠顺服神。
Am I really simply following God?
就算周围 99.9% 的人都不信，我仍然另有一个心智来坚定信靠神。
Would I have a different spirit to follow God even when people around me do not?
我是否能够长久持守？
Can I persevere?
不是只跑个百米两百米，而是心智坚定，维持严谨纪律，步伐稳健的一直跑到终点。
Not just to run for 100 or 200 meters.But to consistently, with self-discipline, to run all the way till the end.
我是否能毫无私心地摆上？
Can I selflessly give out myself?
不倚老卖老地为自己争一口气？
Not to hold myself as a senior authority to scold others.
而能够谦卑地顺服神，顺服人，专心跟从主。
But to humblyobey God, obey other people, and follow God.
我们有一段短短的时间，我们个人在神面前安静心上。
So let us have a short, quiet time to reflect ourselves to God.